everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from
all the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing Ryan Edwards going to jail, Farrah Abraham's latest inappropriate video of her daughter Sophia, plus has another Teen Mom star been fired? We have a lot to discuss, but Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, still tired from the weekend.
Yeah, I didn't sleep yesterday. I've just been so tired.
Yeah.
My whole life. I'm always tired. I like Post Malone.
Always tired. Teresa loves Post Malone.
I love Post Malone. I'm actually very surprised we haven't brought him up in a previous podcast.
I know. That's really shocking, especially because you went to the concert.
I did.
Well, I don't think that was during the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So we took a little break. Yeah, so we took a little break. So, yes, Teresa is obsessed with Post Malone.
I actually want to get like a sunflower tattoo because of his song with Swae Lee.
Oh, that would be cute.
Or I want to get Always Tired under my eyes.
I think you should get
either or.
I definitely vote for Always Tired under your eyes.
Did you know that he has a JFK tattoo?
No. I don't know anything about his tattoos.
I don't know if anyone knows this. Probably not. But I'm obsessed with JFK.
Yes. She's also obsessed with JFK. So
it's perfect.
You learned two of Teresa's obsessions today. No. I mean, I vote for the Always Tired because, I mean, I'm also always tired.
I'm always tired.
But I would never get it tattooed.
I feel like it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how
was your weekend?
It was good. So I had my own little fire festival this weekend.
You did.
Yeah.
You did that whole comedy show thing, right?
Yep. So I went to a comedy show in Staten Island. I won't throw the comedian under the bus.
Yes.
Even though I should because I sent him a very angry message over Instagram and he did not respond.
Oh, did he read it?
I didn't check, but
yeah.
He didn't respond. So
when you told me the whole story, that sounded exactly like Fyre Festival.
Okay. So this show boasted, you know, a four-course gourmet dinner, surprises, a show by this comedian, drink specials. So my friend and I go, and we got two drinks. We got two Tito's and Sprite. And
yum.
Guess how much money it was? The drink special.
$20?
$22. Is that a drink special?
No, a drink special is usually like $5 or $6. Yeah. A glass, a drink, or whatever.
Yeah, so they didn't have any drink specials. Then they figured out, they realized that they overbooked. So my friend and I had to sit at the bar and eat our dinner.
I would be so annoyed.
Yeah, we didn't get bread, which I was very annoyed about because everyone else got bread.
Everyone deserves bread.
The food was like fine. It was like four pieces of penne vodka.
And that's like the Twitter
post. The cheese sandwich.
Yeah, the cheese sandwich. That's exactly it.
And they were like, do you want eggplant or chicken? So I wanted to be like a jerk because they only had chicken. And I was like, I want the eggplant just to like
be annoying.
And he brings the eggplant. It's a little teeny tiny eggplant roll.
Teeny tiny
with the four potatoes.
And how much money did you spend?
$55. So the comedian comes on. He is on for 25 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I couldn't see him because I was sitting at the damn bar.
See, that is a mini fire festival.
That's a mini fire festival.
You should make a documentary about it.
I should.
And pitch it to Netflix.
I should.
And Hulu. That's crazy. I mean, I definitely had a better weekend than you.
Yeah, how was your weekend? Let's see.
I had my best friend's birthday on Saturday. We went out. We went to an Irish bar. It was a lot of fun just being with my friends and acting like we're still in college drinking bottomless wine. And then the next day we realized we're still not in college and we cannot drink like we used to, but it's all worth it. A little, you know, baby hangover is totally worth being insane with my friends. And then Sunday I had a brunch with my family, and I was asked to be a bridesmaid in my cousin's wedding.
Oh my God, so nice. When's the wedding?
November.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited. It's my cousins, Brian and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, just, it was the beginning of like an exciting time.
Mm.
The planning, the bachelorette, the bridal shower, dress shopping, shoe shopping, thinking about hair and makeup. It's just so exciting, and I know it's going to be here before I know it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it was overall one of the best weekends I've had.
Oh, my God.
I was tired.
I'm so glad.
I was really tired.
Yeah.
But it was all worth it. I'm like, I could sleep next weekend, like this upcoming weekend, when it's probably 10 degrees. So I'm like, drink your coffee, put on your concealer, and go have fun. So it was great.
Awesome. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But as always, so much drama happened over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That I was trying to keep up with. I was like, you know, running from place to place. And I was like, reading different sites, our tips and everything. So we have a lot to discuss.
We do. So let's go into this week's Teen Mom Top 3. On what day was it? Wednesday or Thursday?
It was, I think, last Wednesday, so the 23rd, because it was after we recorded our podcast.
It was, yeah.
Which is so annoying.
So I'm tossing and turning in bed. I cannot sleep. It's 3 a.m. and I get a text message. And I always get so excited when I get text messages at 3 a.m. and I can't sleep, because I'm like, oh, my God, who else can't sleep?
Yeah.
So I look.
It'll never be from me.
No.
Because I sleep like a rock.
Yeah. It is one of my sources who sent me a photo of Ryan Edwards' mugshot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So I ran into work. I actually started working on my ferry.
Yeah. You said that you brought your laptop and you started working.
Yeah. Radar broke the story. Ryan Edwards was arrested on January 23rd for possession of heroin and theft of services under $1,000. Radar Online obtained the police report from the theft, which basically said that he was at a bar on a Saturday from like 12 to 4.
Oh, gosh.
In the afternoon. He had 6 shots of whiskey, which ended up being $36.
Oh,
I want to go to this bar.
Right? Like, you spent $22 on one drink.
On
he's
two
getting
drinks.
6 whiskey shots,
yeah,
like, for $36.
Okay. Yeah, we're in Chattanooga.
Yeah, we're moving.
Yeah. Didn't pay. The waitress had reported it. So he had went to his probation office, because obviously he's still on probation from his simple possession of heroin charge from 2017. There, they found out that he had warrants out for his arrest. Hamilton County, the warrant was for the theft. That incident took place in December. He also had a warrant for possession of heroin. Radar later clarified with the clerk that it was petitioned to revoke, which means that he had broken his probation. So he didn't actually have heroin on him at the time of the arrest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first saw
that. That was very confusing. And I don't think the clerks and the police knew. Because everyone was saying possession of heroin.
Yeah.
Then after they all kind of regrouped, it ended up being petitioned to revoke for possession of heroin from 2017.
Oh, okay. That's kind of like when everything started coming out about Ryan.
Yeah.
It was, I think, 2017,
mm-hmm.
when him and Mackenzie, like, got married and stuff. Like, during that time, that's really when mm-hmm. I feel like things went downhill for Ryan, publicly
yeah.
at least.
Yeah.
You know, he was always privately struggling. Mm-hmm. But that's when things started to show more on
yeah.
Team Emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Things started coming out in the news more. So, wow, that's crazy.
So he was held on no bond. Radar broke yesterday that he had court in Red Bank for the petition to revoke charge. He is going to be in jail until April 15th.
Oh, God.
He also has a court hearing February 4th for the theft charge. So, you know, we'll see what the judge says about that. But right now, he has no bond, and he's going to be in jail till April.
This makes me so sad, because Ryan is one that we always talk about, you know, unfortunately, always bad things. And we always say we hope for the best. I think we have said it before, after he got out of rehab, that he was going to turn over a new leaf. Because when he went for 21 days, we were like, okay, that's not going to help. When he went for 90s, we're like, I think this is it. We think this could possibly be a new Ryan Edwards. And so to hear that, you know, he was drinking in December, because Radar reported that he got out of rehab around Thanksgiving.
He got out Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. So what is that? Maybe 3 weeks after he got out of rehab, like December 18th, 19th?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
As we know, Radar also broke that he was busted on Tinder.
Yes, and sending, you know, a couple nudie pics to the girl.
He asked the girl if she F's with blow, which, as we know, is slang, as Lauren doesn't know, but as everyone else knows.
I guess that's not a Long Island term.
I guess not.
No, it's actually an old term, because when I brought it up to my family members, they were like, wow, that term is still around.
I think it is an old term, actually.
Yeah. So it's not popular in Long Island.
Well, Staten Island, we know, which is, you know, obviously, not, sorry, again, not obviously, slang for cocaine. So, yeah, I think Radar has known for a while now that he hasn't been sober.
Yes.
So this doesn't come as a shock. It's just, I think it's just sad because he missed the birth of his son, and now he's going to continue to miss the first year of his son's life.
Yeah. Like, when he got out of rehab, I think, you know, after 90 days and having a new baby, like, you just met this baby. And your son's, I think Bentley turned 9 when he was there, maybe? No, he's 10. He's 10.
Yeah.
So you now have a newborn. You have a 10-year-old son who is understanding things more. You know, he's not like he's 4 and you could leave and he won't understand where you were. Bentley's told everything. So now you have these two sons, you know, that should be giving you the motivation to change. You just spent 90 days getting help. Mackenzie was saying, oh, you know, he did great. I'm so proud. 3 weeks later, you know, it's, I think, yeah, it didn't come as a surprise. Like, when I woke up to the text message from you that Teresa sent at 3 o'clock that I didn't wake up, I woke up and I was like more disappointed than like, oh my God, he was arrested again. Like, I feel like everyone's done with that. Everyone's just like, well, what's Mackenzie Edwards going to say now?
You know, the story actually didn't do as crazy as the other stories did.
Yeah.
I think everyone knows what's going on. Everyone's over it. So a source actually told Radar that Mackenzie is irate over the arrest, but she is going to continue to stand by his side, which I'm not surprised about because she stood by up until this point. So,
well, I mean, look, you broke the cheating scandal and what was that? A week later, they're posing for family photos for Christmas. It's like Radar reported the phone numbers matched. Like, how much more proof do you need? And this isn't the first time he's on Tinder. And then you're a week later posing for family photos, just completely ignoring everything and hanging out on New Year's, like, my love. So to hear that she will be sticking by him, it does not come as a surprise. And, you know, when she started on the show, everyone loved her. Everyone's like, oh, so cute. We loved her. And then, you know, each episode that passed, we were like, oh, my God. She is not the Southern Belle that we thought she was. You know, do I think she's in it for the checks? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Kale tweeted that, too. Do you remember when Kale's like, she's just after the MTV money?
Yeah, but and that's proven because she was like, oh, MTV fired us. We want nothing to do with MTV.
Yeah.
It's done. You were literally in the most recent season.
On the episode, yeah.
Like, you're obsessed.
You're obsessed.
You wanted headlines. You wanted everyone to be like, oh, my God, they're off the show. Everyone was happy and so sad. You came back. Plus.
Yeah. You came back that season. You didn't even take a season off.
Right.
You came back like, what was that? I think over the summer, I think it was like July. I remember being at the beach and reading that she was talking to other outlets saying like, oh, you know, if they don't want to film us now, we're never filming. We're done. We're not coming back. They don't want to show a recovering addict. Girl, you were saying that in July. Mm-hmm. He went to rehab in what, September, October? Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, she was filming, I guess it was probably end of September because she was pregnant. So you were filming 2 months after you bashed MTV, saying, like, we don't want them in the future if they don't want us now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know,
please.
So please. So, yeah, so I think it's at the point where people are just kind of done.
I mean, we always say this, but in the words of Macy Bookout's mom, he's 31 years old. If he hasn't changed, he's not going to change now.
Yep.
I don't know why everyone thought Ryan was going to come out of rehab and be this like amazing father. He was not there for Bentley. He continues to not be there for Bentley.
Yeah.
What's a good example of a teen mom dad who wasn't around but is around now?
That wasn't around.
Yeah, but then like grew up and is now like making an effort. I don't want to say Devon because I feel like he's still kind of shaky.
Yeah, he's definitely shaky, but seeing him take Nova out this week's episode to Monkey Joe's because he couldn't be there for her first day. He texted her.
Okay. He's making an effort.
Yeah. He is definitely trying. And as you know, I think it was maybe last week Brianna was talking to him about it, and she's like, when you lived here, you were great. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you got a cell phone again, that's when it went downhill, and then you weren't around. Mm-hmm. But seeing him say, you know what, I can't be there for her first day of school, so I'm going to take her out the day before, treat her to a day filled with fun at like an arcade place. You know, on the way to school, he texted her, and Brianna turned around and said, your dad said, like, have a great day at school. Like, how sweet.
Yeah.
So I guess he is a great example. I feel like all the other dads on Teen Mom 2.
If they weren't around, they're still not around.
Yeah. And then OG, I feel like no one. So I feel like Ryan is.
Okay, so this proves my point. Because you have Adam Lind, you have Andrew.
Yeah.
You have all these guys who weren't involved in their kids' lives. And they're grown up. They've matured. They're in their late 20s, 30s, and they still can't get it done.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, Bentley is 10 years old now. 10. Ryan Edwards has been a dad for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he just wasn't there. He was always late. Do you remember Halloween? He just was like, how many hours late? Like, it was pitch blackout, and he came home with a face full of makeup. And it's like, it took you like 6 hours to do that? That's not believable.
And I just like, I don't know. I just don't know why everyone thought that he was going to come home and be this like super dad.
Yeah. And because Mackenzie paints this picture, she's like, when he met Jagger, he wouldn't put him down for 1 second. Like, he was like, love at first sight. Like, you know, it was so beautiful. My heart melted. And then she did a Q&A and she was like, how's Ryan like been? Amazing help. Really?
Like, I want to see this because, I mean, I'm sorry. You have a newborn son at home and you're getting trashed on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
At least Sunday you're watching football.
Yeah, at least something. But even, Mackenzie, you claimed, he's an amazing dad. Pretty sure on the season finale when you guys found out you were pregnant, he said to call me when he's 3.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he said that on camera. I can look it up on teamomog.com, like mtv.com, like, pretty sure he said that. So she kept painting this. And I think that's why people are over Ryan being arrested, because this is happening. And then you have his wife like painting this picture.
I have to say.
Okay, go.
I feel bad for Mackenzie. Only because she should be a PR rep.
She really should.
Because she has tried so hard to repaint their image so many times.
It's so true.
And it's like she'll like delete her Instagram and then come back with all these beautiful, professionally shot photos.
Home is where the heart is, like a picture of her belly. Yeah. And it's like,
It's like, lover. Like, all of these things. And then, literally, 2 days later, Ryan's arrested for heroin.
Yeah.
Like,
do you remember, like, the engagement photos that they took? Like, us against the world. 2 days later, he's arrested.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Like, Mackenzie. Just give up.
She really should be a PR rep. Actually an amazing idea. Mackenzie, if you're listening, I would get into that because you really, really try.
No, you're good at it. You're good.
Because then all some people are like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
If I didn't know who Ryan Edwards was and I was just like searching on Instagram and I came across their page, I'd be like, oh my God, like what a nice family. Like he's so cute.
Yeah.
They have cute kids. Wow.
Yeah. No, she definitely does a great job, you know, posting all the quotes.
Poor girl.
But now, so I think since it's just two complete opposites, we have Ryan who's getting arrested and we see his mugshots. And then we have his wife who's like, we're so in love, lover, best lover in the world. I'm pretty sure you could do better, Mackenzie. Like, so now we have these two images and I think people are just so over, like going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Being like, oh my God, he's a great lover. JK was arrested. Oh my God, he's my best friend. JK sending nudie pics to another girl. Like, people are so over it because she is trying so hard. So I think that's why when Brian was arrested, people were like, womp, womp.
Okay. Like, this is what we all knew was happening.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I guess we will be hearing from Ryan in April, you know, when he gets out of the slammer. If so, I guess I'm looking forward to seeing what will happen. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he has a lot of thinking to do while he's there. So, as always, we hope for the best.
I mean, maybe this will be like an Amber Porwood situation.
Yeah.
Jail will help him over rehab.
Yeah. I mean, and when I say hope for the best, I hope for the best for the kids.
Oh, sorry.
You know, because, I mean, and Ryan, too. I always hope for the best for everyone,
yeah.
but especially right now for the kids.
Listen, I know people who have been to rehab 10 times.
Yes.
It took them 10 times to get clean.
Yeah.
So I have faith that he'll get clean one day. I just think that he needs to...
I think when he's like Butch's age, he will.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at Butch.
Butch is still not clean. Oh, sorry. Butch took a while to get clean, I meant.
Oh, I was like, what?
Oh, no, sorry.
No, yeah.
I meant like last season he relapsed. So,
yes, yeah. So it definitely took him a couple times that we saw. But so there is hope for Ryan. But yeah, so all right. So let's get into the second biggest story of the week. Farrah Abraham. Another one that should stay off social media a little bit. So she posted on her Snapchat account a video of her 9-year-old daughter, Sophia, in her underwear and a little bra done by Calvin Klein. And she was, I guess, doing a little dance in the video. She was put in front of a mirror. It looked to be in a dressing room. And fans flipped out. They were quick to take to Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, everything, saying how disgusting, how horrible, humiliating the video is for a 9-year-old. And a lot of people compared the video to child porn, and people just were not happy at all.
A lot of people reported the video.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that they've been reporting it for hours, and it was still up. So
I don't think it was ever taken down.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever taken down because she put it up at night, and then the next morning when we came into work yesterday.
It had been at least like 16 hours.
Yeah, it was still up, so I don't think it was ever taken down. But people even said, one person even said, this is a new low even for Farrah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were just disappointed that, you know, these girls have a massive following, millions and millions of followers on all different social media platforms. People can easily screen grab, which is what people do. People can easily screen record now. So the fact that these girls are, you know, putting their children out there, mostly just Farrah, in this dangerous way, it's alarming. And I think, you know, fans mean really well when they bash Farrah. Normally they just bash her because they can't stand her. But this time they were bashing her for a really good reason, saying, you know, your child, people could be screen grabbing this right now. You know, once it's on the internet, it's there forever. There's really dangerous people out there in the world, and we really need to be cautious of it. And it was just a very careless move. I was definitely disappointed. I was, you know, like, how could you possibly do that to your child? Even think that's an okay video to share? Like, what was the point of sharing it? There was no point. So it was a disgrace by Farrah.
I have never been a fan of posting photos of your children naked. A lot of people do on social media.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. Kaylin Lowell has done it many times.
Yeah.
Your daughter's like 5 and you have her in the bathtub.
Yeah, like in the shower.
Yeah. I remember Adam Lind had posted those photos when Aubrey and Paisley in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And Chelsea freaked out and demanded they be taken down. Because I think Aubrey was, what, 4 or 5 in the photos?
Yeah. She was a little bit older.
So I don't believe... I think that with their following, with anyone's following, I don't think that that people should do that.
Agreed.
Especially putting your daughter in a bra and underwear. I mean, she's 9 or 10. She's 9. I just think it was inappropriate. Her father, Michael, had told the Ashes Reality Roundup that it's the same thing as Sophia wearing a bikini. I think that's absolutely incorrect because...
Incorrect.
We don't see people wearing a bra and underwear to the mall or...
Or...
On the beach.
If it was the same thing, then no one would buy a bathing suit. Everyone would
wear a bra and underwear.
Yeah, in the ocean. There's a reason why...
We do a bikini.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah.
So I just don't think it was appropriate. I think that it was a new low for Farrah. Actually... I don't even know if it was a new low because Farrah has had her daughter record her vagina.
Yeah.
And then Dana at one point had her daughter promote her porn on her daughter's Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just another day with Farrah. I think it's all wrong. I think this is exceptionally wrong.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people have been reporting her. I'm sure people are calling CPS.
Oh, yeah. People said that. They were like, we need to get CPS on the phone. This child needs to be taken away.
I think it's just another example of Farrah's monster mom parenting. And, you know, I feel bad for Sophia, and I just hope that she has enough wisdom when she's older to not let her mother's decisions affect her.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, you know, this is teaching your daughter that being in a bra and underwear so publicly is an okay thing, which is horrible.
Well, Farrah is very pro the adult film industry.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And getting injections with her daughter filming.
Yeah,
like,
she's
up
never
there.
Been one to be like, I don't want to set a bad example for my daughter.
Yeah. She talks about anything and probably everything in front of her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's on vacations around the world when Farrah is wearing literally dental floss. Mm-hmm. Just like, or posing naked. Do you remember when she posed naked in like Fiji or something?
Yeah.
Like, where was your daughter? Because she
right
was on
there.
Because she was on a paddleboard like the day before
yeah.
with you. So
yeah.
I highly doubt, you know, you're bringing babysitters because it doesn't look like it. Who is watching your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is she? Is she like, okay, cool, there's mom like posing naked. It's really, really scary to think because, you know, Sophia is getting older. She's going to be more vocal. You know, she's already on Instagram and social media and stuff. Like, she already understands that. At 9 years old, you're what, in the fourth grade, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, playing in my yard, like, rolling in dirt.
Yeah.
like, playing with my dog and my sisters. Like, literally just scratching our knees and on a swing set.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Sophia, who's on Instagram, who's, like, doing the videos. Do you remember she did the video, like, in a towel
mm-hmm.
on Musical.ly? I think it was that
yes.
weird app.
Yeah.
Like, your 9-year-old daughter is in a towel on an app with millions of people on it.
So when I had done the story yesterday, I was looking at examples of her other, like, monster mom stuff.
Yeah.
And I got when she waxed Sophia's eyebrows and
yes.
Sophia was 3.
Yeah.
Making her wear a full face of makeup to school, then pulling her out of school, having her travel all over the world, having her have her own Snapchat accounts where she asked people for their number and told
yeah.
them to send her videos and, like, messages and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just one of the other bad mom examples. And it sucks because it's not like she has great parents to intervene.
Yeah. That's a thing. It's, you know, I saw a person comment. Let's say, you know, it's very unfortunate what happened with Derek, but if another parent was involved.
Oh, this would not fly.
You know, it's.
No.
So people are like, poor Sophia, because, you know, she has now Michael saying it's okay for this. Deb, who knows what she thinks. But if another parent was in this situation in Sophia's life, what would have happened? Or even if, let's say, Farrah settled down with Simon
mm-hmm.
and he took on the dad role, would that be okay?
Which he would never.
You know, so it's really unfortunate, but Farrah needs to get her act together
mm-hmm.
because people will just keep complaining. And the worst could happen. Like, you could be getting your daughter taken away from you from your actions. So she definitely needs to think about things better and just think about her daughter's safety.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into our final topic of the day. A teen mom star has been fired.
Dum, da, dum, dum, dum,
dum. Okay, so the Ashley's Reality Roundup.
That was beautiful.
That was good. The Ashley's Reality Roundup reported that, well, a lot of Ashley stories today.
Yes.
Has reported that Alexi from Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant has been fired from the series. Not only that, but producers have already found a replacement, and it is not Mackenzie McKee.
Oh, come on, please.
Come on.
Please give Mackenzie. Put her somewhere. I want to see her story.
I know. It's this other girl from, no one knows who she is.
Yeah. Kaya,
anyway,
I think.
Kaya, yeah.
From, like, Virginia or something.
Anyway, what do you think about this, Lauren?
I am furious.
I'm actually very furious.
Like, okay, so when I saw this, I was like, the one girl I loved watching, the one girl that didn't, you know, make my heart race or angry or sad. You know, I mean, I did have sad moments, like when Kyler was like, I don't know if I want to date you. And then, but now she's doing so well. So it makes me really mad because she could have been a future Chelsea Houska. She could have been a future Macy Bookout.
Yeah. She reminded me of Macy.
Yeah. Like, we have 5 girls. When OG and 2 started, we only had to deal with 4 each on a show. I mean, now we're given 5 for Teen Mom 2, but, and also 5 on OG. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot of moms. It's a lot of storylines. It's a lot of baby daddies and courts and fights and fist fights. Lexi gave us the one storyline that was calm. That was like, you know what? you can do this and not have all of that drama with monster in-laws and courts and drugs. You could have all that and be okay. It is possible.
Well, that's what was frustrating about her being fired, because I feel like every girl on Teen Mom Young and Pregnant is relatable, right? We have Jade, who deals with her baby daddy and her parents abusing drugs.
Yeah.
We have Kayla dealing with, you know, domestic abuse allegations.
Yes.
We have, who else is there?
Let's see.
I'm blanking. Ashley, yes, dealing with, like, a crazy grandma.
Yes.
And then who else?
Brianna.
And then we have Brianna, who's dealing with a son who has a disability.
Yeah.
So we all have someone to relate to. And I think that Lexi is the storyline that, you know, the typical girl who probably doesn't have a lot of drama in her life.
Yeah.
You know, gets along with her baby daddy, gets along with her parents. But there's still going to be those little things. Like, she's going to have a fight with her baby daddy.
Yeah. I think they fought over, like, moving to Utah.
Yeah. Yes.
Money. Yeah. Stuff like that.
And then Lexi, like, she was, like, she wants to get into the funeral business.
Yes.
We saw her, you know, trying to apply for that internship, not getting it. So we see, like, this is a totally different group of girls that are relating to her. You don't need five girls to have this, like, amazing, crazy storyline.
Agreed.
Look at Chelsea Houska. Do I think Chelsea Houska is interesting? Not at all. Do I like watching her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's the only one who has, I mean, I'm not going to say the only one who has a stable family unit.
Yeah.
But I think on Teen Mom 2, she does. Yeah, she does. She's the only one who has a stable family unit.
Yeah, she's the only one that has two parents in a home.
Yeah.
Well, Janelle and David, but...
But we don't see... But Janelle and David are fighting every day.
Every day.
We're seeing a healthy relationship that everyone, yes, strives to have.
Yes. We see two people who are making it work, putting their children first. Does she have some bumps along the road? Yeah.
And Lexi did, and Lexi will.
Yeah, exactly. MTV gave us, like, peace that, you know, okay, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, if a normal girl without all this drama finds herself pregnant, she might look at this and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Shen is going to come find me.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, my God, this is what I have to deal with.
My baby daddy's on drugs.
Especially, like, 16, you think, you know, that's what life is. I mean, at 16, I thought Jess and Nick Lachey were meant to be, and they were going to spend the rest of their life together.
Yeah.
So a girl could be watching this show and be like, oh, my God, is this real?
Mm-hmm.
However, Lexi kind of gave us that, like, everything will be okay. Mm-hmm. Just, she was very calm. They really screwed up big time.
I want to see the footage because I can only imagine. I'm sure it's boring. I'm sure it's just her being like, oh, Kyler, come here.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I want to see it. I mean, we watched her from the beginning. I want to see her storyline through.
And also, she last season, I think she bought a car with her own money.
Yeah. Empowering.
Yes. It was so empowering. A 17-year-old buying her own car with a baby, trying to make it work. Like, come on. Like, it's just, it's real. Or no, I think she might be 18 or 19. I don't know. She's a little bit older, but she's a teen. But it's just, it's disappointing the fact that MTV is so hungry for
drama.
Yes, so much drama that they're willing to let go of a really great girl that could have had a lot happen to her.
She gave up going to that, like, final, that graduation party with all her friends, because she was like, I'm not going. Tobias is my responsibility, and I'm not going to give him to you. I mean, come on. That's a role model.
We need.
We need a role model.
At least MTV. One on the show.
Yeah.
We need one role model. So yeah, it's really disappointing.
Also, I want to say one more thing.
Yes.
I think Lindsay Nicholson is a perfect example, because she has told us that she was filming to possibly be Brianna on Teen Mom 2 before they hired her. And she said at the time her storyline was super boring, so she didn't get it. But now we see she went through all of those struggles with her twins being premature. So, I mean, look, just because she doesn't have a storyline for this month doesn't mean she's never going to have a good one. They should have stuck with her.
They should have. It's really disappointing. Fingers crossed. I mean, I think she did comment. She was like, did MTV make a statement? If so, like, with an emoji. And I was like, oh. But who knows? Maybe Lexi is just trying to.
Well, she's right. Did they make a statement? She deserves that. They're just gonna do a trailer with the new girl.
Yeah, and be like, we're saying goodbye to one mom and hello to another. Like, make it, like, dramatic like that. But I'm really, really disappointed. fingers crossed, maybe they'll listen to this and give her another chance.
Oh, yeah.
MTV, give Lexi another chance. So let's get into Truth or Tale. David Eason. So in December of 2018, he wanted to introduce the world to his new YouTube account. So what does he do? He uploads a video of himself illegally towing another man's car. I think this person was like blocking his spot, getting out with a boat, or they were blocking his boat. It was something like that. So what does he do? He takes this large chain, hooks it to the other person's car, to his car, and just starts towing it. Janelle is not seen in the video, but she's heard saying like, yeah, tow that mother effer away, laughing. So that's how he introduced us to his new YouTube channel. However, the Teen Mom fans that we adore and love were quick to send the video to the police. And they're like, you can't do this. This is illegal. So, of course, police said, you know, we got the video a lot. We watched it. This is not okay. We're taking action. And he was charged. Teresa, what was he charged with? That was like during, I was remember going home like on Christmas break. So I don't, tampering another man's vehicle, I think it was.
Yeah. So he was charged. So the police department actually declined to charge him. They felt that they didn't have enough evidence. So Terry Hill, the man whose vehicle was actually filed the charges on his own. He was charged with one count of tampering with vehicle and then injury to personal property. So, should I continue?
Yeah, continue.
Okay, so he had a court hearing earlier this week, and it was actually continued. The clerk of court for New Hanover County exclusively told Radar that it was continued because they are going to subpoena the witness, who is Mr. Hill. He will be at the next court hearing. I think this was just a court hearing just for David to attend, just to show that he, you know, received the warrant. Not warrant, the papers. So he will be back in court on March 25th.
Oh, okay. So he was let out. A lot of people were questioning on social media, is David going to jail? Is he in jail?
Listen, even if David's found guilty, he's not going to jail for towing someone's car. He's going to get a fine. I think this is just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. People are like, what's happening with David? We need to know. Is he going to jail?
Because, no.
I mean, he has a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, he was allegedly threatening a real estate agent, like the whole gun thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a lot going on. So I think people were just being more hopeful that he was going to jail.
It would be nice.
It would be really nice.
But no, he's not. It is considered a criminal case. However, in the state of North Carolina, all traffic cases are considered criminal. I have no idea why. It is extremely confusing, especially for me. When I see someone has a criminal charge, I get all excited, and then I see it's speeding.
That's like the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling. So that's how North Carolina works. Even though it's a criminal summons, he's more than likely not going to jail. It's probably just going to get like fined. He's going to have to probably pay Terry Hill the damage to his vehicle.
I think
Judge
Terry,
Judy type stuff.
I think Terry also wanted a new truck.
A new truck? Well, he'll probably give him the money for that amount if the judge feels necessary.
Yeah.
But just from my opinion and what I've seen, not that I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say, but just from other
cases.
You've
been in the biz, yeah.
I feel like they'll just make David pay the damages to the vehicle.
All right. So maybe he'll be able to get, like, his own new car with that money.
Maybe legal fees, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. I was kind of hoping David would go to jail.
Well, but you know what? If he missed the hearing, he would have been found in contempt of court.
Oh.
So, hey, who knows? There's still a chance.
There's still a chance on March 25th, people, that David will be locked up. And then he'll be off social media and stop spreading so much hate. So, fingers crossed.
He's been a little better, though, because he's not on Instagram, not on Facebook.
Because he's blocked, Snapchat. Allegedly, by the government. Allegedly.
Is he still on Snapchat? I feel like I haven't seen him recently on Snapchat.
The last I think we saw him was with the whole Nathan thing. Like, Nathan shaves his legs, like, allegedly. And also the Amber feud. Mm. He was on there. So, that was, we talked about the Amber feud last week. So, yeah, I guess he was on social media, but maybe Janelle finally told him, like, our career, our MTV time could be coming to an end, a.k.a. our MTV paycheck, so you better get your act together. But yeah, so, guys, there's hope that he misses his court date and he gets to go to jail.
On this week's Teen Mom Tease, this week on Radar, we broke that Ryan Edwards is in jail. We broke that he's going to be in jail until April. But that is not all. there is so much more going on with Ryan Edwards in regards to how does Macy feel about it? How do his parents feel about it? And how was he really doing before his arrest? Check out RadarOnline.com and OKMagazine.com for those exclusive details.
Well, everyone, that is all we have for this episode. Make sure you check back with us next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye.